A brand new state-of-the-art outdoor public pool beckons swimmers in a western Massachusetts city that was forced to close the majority of its pools when hazardous PCBs were discovered. A new pool was constructed at Ray Ash Park in Chicopee at the site of the old pool, which was closed along with two others for the past two summers after PCBs were found in the paint, caulk, and cement of the pools that were built in the 1960s. Following a long debate over whether to leave all the pools permanently closed, undertake repairs, or rebuild, the decision was made to construct the new pool at Ash Park for what turned out to be a price tag of $1.8 million. Mayor Richard Koss said it was worth the expense.
The whole setting. I mean, it's just what you really, you can't wait for a day that's 95 and listen to the noise that you're going to hear of splashing and kids yelling and squealing.
City and state officials gathered to cut a ribbon at the new pool as workers put the finishing touches on the bathhouse ahead of the scheduled opening to the public on Saturday. A grant from a state parks program paid for about a quarter of the construction costs.
All things came together, and now we're just really proud that, you know, we're putting back together part of our park and playground recreation. And swimming for some is still a very important part of a hot summer activity.
Carolyn Porter, Chicopee's Parks and Recreation Superintendent, said the city will operate two outdoor pools this summer, and there is a third in Chicopee, owned and operated by the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. The pool at Rivers Park, which was the only one of the city's pools not contaminated by PCBs, has a large crack in the concrete that's causing a serious leak. It is scheduled to be repaired and open for swimming by July 4th. There are no plans currently to repair or replace the other two closed pools, according to Porter.
And it would be a challenge to justify the need for another full-size pool in this city. It may be more convenient for people to go to one of those locations, but the total number of swimmers using outdoor pools may not really justify having an additional outdoor pool in the city.
Porter predicts the new pool at Ash Park will be a magnet for people of all ages and swimming abilities. It features what's known as a beach entrance, where the floor of the pool gently slopes from the deck into the deeper water.
The accessibility of this pool and the intergenerational nature of the pool is one amazing feature.
Watching the ribbon cutting from the outside of the pool's chain-link fence, neighborhood resident Diane Lyons-Frasco said she's looking forward to using the pool.
It's really nice that they've opened it. It's going to be a great location. The park's used an awful lot with the softball games at night, so this will be wonderful for everybody. I'm looking forward to it. Because I'm a swimmer, so I'm looking forward to it.
The pool is open to Chicopee City residents for a $2 daily pass and $3 for non-residents. Reporting from Chicopee, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.